Amen. Woo! How many here received a touch from the Lord just now when we had prayer? God is healer. He's our redeemer. I love the music that was picked this morning because it's just amplifying the fact that our God is awesome. And he's awesome in you. He's awesome in this place. He's awesome all the time. And for those of you that couldn't make it, I will expect you to write an essay as to why. But to our meeting last Thursday, our family night, the healing rooms did. First off, it was fun. It was so much fun. It was so cool. We had 5 or 6 different people come and lead worship. And so we had worship going from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And then we threw in some prayer. And then we threw in some more prayer. And then we threw in some praise. And God began to move. And people were healed. People were set free. People were restored. And so I just want to mention a few of the things that happened. And one of the things is that one of the gals asked for a miracle for her finances and a miracle for healing in her body. And she didn't go into specifics. She just mentioned those two things. And during the time of prayer that was going on around her, God spoke through someone, and she said, "All I see is rainbows. I just keep seeing rainbows and more rainbows, rainbows of every shape, every color. There's just rainbows. They're over you. They're in you. They're on you. They're just all over." Well, we found out that the woman that was being prayed for, the Lord promised her financial help and healing, and the sign of that was a rainbow. Now, how cool is our God? How cool is our God? And what's really awesome is that a lot of times we see a rainbow and go, "Oh, yeah, that was Noah's thing back then. You know, God's not going to flood the earth." What that is a sign of covenant. It's a sign of covenant. It's a sign of a God who remains our healer, who remains our redeemer, who remains our deliverer, no matter what we do, no matter how much the spirit of stupid comes over us. He remains the same. That's his covenant promise to us. We had people healed of shoulder pain. We had someone that had flu-like symptoms go away. We had someone that had a headache with pain in the eye and nausea go away. We had people touched in their bodies. I wish some of them were here tonight or today to find out if the healing is complete because they were touched. A percentage of their healing came that night. And I also wanted to testify on my own healing. For some of you, you know that I have gone through breast cancer surgery. Surgery went fine. Actually, it was just miraculous, the whole thing from beginning to end. But in that, they did a test on my lymph nodes and said, "Oh, yeah, you have cancer in your lymph nodes. And so we're going to remove some of them." And so they did. And this last week, I got the pathology back. There's no cancer in them. None. Zero. None. No even bad cells were in them. And, you know, when I tell people that, they said, "But you had the test that said they were bad, that there was cancer in them. And I said, yep, that's right. They did the test. Two of them lit up as cancerous, but they removed them, and God healed me. And I can tell you right now, I am absolutely cancer-free. Hallelujah. And one of the things that happened, too, is during prayer, somebody saw God just, she said, it almost looked like a brand, but in my chest, it was like a circle of fire just went off and then just kind of went across my chest. And I just believe that was the healing power of God burning up even those things that had already been removed. I mean, we can't explain it. We just can't explain it. All we can say is, my God is awesome. And lastly, the Lord impressed upon my heart this morning the verses 17 and 18 in Mark chapter 6 that say, these are the signs that follow those who believe. And the signs are that they can drink deadly things. It won't harm them. I have done that. Never been harmed. They can take up serpents and not be poisoned. But my favorite is they can lay hands on the sick and they will recover. God is telling us today, just like we did just a little bit ago, we are to lay hands on the sick, and all we have to do is believe. God does the rest. He takes our little tiny piece of faith that says, I believe, and he amplifies it, and he makes it huge. And I can tell you that as you leave this place today, I want to challenge you to begin laying hands on the sick. If it's your spouse, if it's your kids. In one of the books I read recently, it said one of the things that we have a physical issue with almost daily in America and even across the world that we never pray for is a headache. Because it's easier to take two aspirin. I say, start praying for your headaches. Commanding them to go. Command them to go. In the name of Jesus. Because we have power. We have authority. And we carry the glory of God. And that is the awesomeness of God in us. But he says, all we have to do is believe and lay hands. Amen.
So, how many here this morning has a headache or a shoulder or something that she mentioned? Anybody here have that today, this morning? You do? What do you have? Shoulder? Jacob, why don't you just put your hand on your mom? There we go. Father, the testimony of Jesus is speaking to us what you're doing. Father, we never want to be a place that gives verbal acknowledgement that we believe in this without actually doing it. It's easy, Father, to do that. So we pause right now and we say in the name of Jesus Christ that this shoulder come into this place of total strength and wellness for your glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. I need to, my best laid plans, many times God goes, that was a great idea, Mike. In just a few moments, we're going to be done with service, but we're not done with presence. And we are at this this journey. This is actually, I got a message, but this is going to be my message for today. July 28th, I believe, was the day. Our leadership team, that's the last Thursday night of every month, our board has its monthly meeting. And we were approached by Avista Utilities about purchasing our land, and this is our vote today. We're going to have a vote to determine what is the consensus of our church family. They are ready to go. They're just waiting for this final stage, and so we'll make that decision today in just a few moments. And so as we were contemplating and discussing this together, and I'm just going to tell you what happened. Just to be honest with you, I'm going to tell you what happened, exactly what took place. We as a leadership team were meeting in the back room here, and so I said, okay, guys, what do you want to do? You want to pray some more, or are you ready to vote to move forward? And they said, we're ready to vote. And so I had a motion to vote on the sale of the property, the second, and as I stand here with you today, I promise you, the glory of God filled the room. His presence so filled the room. And you can talk to the board member that were there. His presence was so strong. We stopped everything we were doing, and we just worshiped and we prayed. And it was his presence. I could hardly breathe. His presence was so thick. And I thought, revival breaks out in a board meeting. Who would have thunk it, right? Here's my prayer this week. Father, would you do in our service what you did in our meeting? Would you affirm in our gathering on Sunday exactly what you did, and he did? How many felt that? You know, we feel the presence of the Lord, right? We feel, but there was something today where the, just like his, whoo, right? How many sense that today? How many just like, whoa, man, there was just this, ooh, and I'm grateful we don't go by feelings or emotions. That's not it, but I do love feelings and emotions. I'm a whole being. I just don't want to have, I love it when I feel his presence, and I'm on the piano, and I'm going, God, your glory. And immediately my mind went back to that prayer this week. God, would you do here what you did there? Dear family, we're on a journey together. We're on a dance with the Lord. That I want you to look around. Look around this room. Look around, would you? It's not going to look like this much longer. I am the most excited as a pastor. I am the most excited right now for where our church is going. And yet by every matrix, not every matrix, but by many earthly matrixes, it's like, oh, we're just going south. We're not. I'm telling you, God is going to work through not just me, not through just Pastor Jeff, but through all of us to see something happen in this valley that has never happened before. I'm telling you. Because what we experience today is going to leave this room and it's going to go into our communities. And God is taking a step by step. He has faithfully shepherded us place by place, to where we are now positioned. He has positioned us to be able to do whatever he wants to do. Whatever he wants to do, there's nothing in our hearts that go, nope. Our hearts are like, yes, right? This is a big deal. We are at the best place as a church we have ever been. Oh, man. It is good. It is so much fun. And here's my, it's going to get funner. Our church has been under attack. A lot of leaders, a lot of faithful people have been under attack with sickness. I don't feel like it's just happenstance. I was praying 2-3 hours, I don't mean to sound spiritual, that's not my goal. I just want you to know, my heart was like, for 2-3 hours, I woke up early, and we are under attack in some very key people in our church, because we are getting ready to step into, and I know how the enemy works. He tries to hinder before you move forward. And I want us to come into an agreement again for this body of Christ, Hope and Valley, that God is going to not only just break off the power of sickness, but he's also going to release us into a dynamic kingdom purpose. I want you, so would you stand with me? One more time, would you stand with me? You've sat long enough. Would you stand with me? And I want you with all your heart, I want you like you're putting on shoulder pads, your helmet. You're ready to go hit somebody right now. Nobody here physically. But I want us to be aggressive that we're not just going to accept sickness. We're not just going to accept, well, we're getting older, that's just how it is. No. Divine health, divine healing. That we're going to be like Joshua, like Caleb, who says, I'm 80 years old, give me the mountain, I'm ready. Like Moses is 120 years old, and he goes, I still got it. That the kingdom purposes are going to be done, and we're not just going to accept. So would you join with me in prayer right now? And whatever's on the forefront of your mind, it might be a person, it might be a situation, but would you just join with me right now? Let's come into this place of agreement, because his glory is here today to affirm what he's doing through us. So in the name of Jesus Christ, we come boldly to the throne of grace. 1 John 5 says, we have this confidence in prayer that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And that if we know that he hears us, we have what we ask of him. Lord, we know it's your will to heal. We know it is your will to deliver. We know it's your will to save. We know it's your will to release captives. And so we have an outspoken confidence because we know it's your will. In the name of Jesus Christ, we've come against the enemy of our souls, the enemy of the people of God. And we take up the shield of faith, and we take up the sword of the Spirit, and we take up the breastplate of faith, the shield of faith, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, the helmet of salvation, the feet ready with the gospel of peace. We come and we stand in this place for our friends and our family members, and in the name of Jesus, we speak healing and wholeness over their lives in the name of Jesus Christ. We sever the attack, like the woman who was bent over for 18 years. She was under a spirit of affliction, and Jesus raised her up, rebuked the spirit, and she raised right up. We know there is no time, there's no place where it's been this way for this amount of time, so it's beyond your power. We don't care if it's been a minute or 50 years, in the name of Jesus Christ. It is the season of God to bring healing and wholeness into the lives of his kids. Father, where there is this sense of I'm not sure, would we fight the good fight of faith there? That, Lord, that we would be a people who fight for faith and not just give in to the circumstance. That we'd be a people who choose to believe your word greater than what we experience. And that, Father, when our past tries to yell at us, well, you prayed for so-and-so and nothing happened, that we would shout it down with the truth and the faith of the words of Jesus Christ. And that we would not be weak in faith, but we'd be people, Lord, who are strong in the Lord and his mighty power. Yeah. And that, God, we refuse to bow our hearts. We refuse to bow our knees to the circumstances around us, to whatever label, whatever name is given, saying cancer or heart disease or whatever it is. We will not bow to those names. We bow to the one who is worthy of praise, the name of Jesus Christ. Right. And God, you have called us, each one of us, to this valley and beyond. Father, that this is an epicenter of your kingdom, and it's going to ripple like an earthquake throughout the Northwest. We say yes and amen to it. Amen. Father, I pray there will be a renewing of some hearts, that none of us ever retire. None of us retire from the kingdom. But Lord, we are warriors for you. So we are looking, anticipating, expecting answers to prayer, because you said this: when prayers are answered, your joy will be complete. That part of our joy comes from seeing prayers answered. So we, Lord God, are looking and anticipating the yes and amen to our prayers for your glory and honor in Jesus' name. Would you agree by saying yes and amen?
Yes and amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Ushers, come. We're going to receive the tithe and offering. I got a good message, but we'll catch it next week. We're supposed to be done about right now. Well, in 3 minutes. Next week, we're going to be talking about identity. And common subject, but identity with this aspect of it. Our identity in prayer. October, Pastor Jeff and I, we met a couple weeks ago. We really felt like the Lord called us to teach on prayer. Our end of it, it's not like how to pray, you know, do this. But prayer is identity. And that too often when we don't have answered prayer, it affects our identity. And God wants to solidify this aspect that you are his child, period. And he's going to really do a great work on identity. In fact, that's what our culture is crying out for, is identity. So when you see these people saying, don't gender, don't tell me what, don't make fun of them. They're orphans. They just don't know who they are in God. So now they're looking for identity, and they're trying to find all these different ways. Dear ones, we have the answer. And so we're going to be talking about that for a couple weeks. So let's give. Come on, let's give to the Lord. Let's be faithful in giving. I'm going to read one verse, and I was reading it yesterday, and it really struck me. And I want you to do a spiritual inventory, because it hit me kind of hard. Here's the verse I want to read. It's out of 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17. So this is the Bible. Command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant nor to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. Command them to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share. In this way, they will lay up treasure for themselves as a firm foundation for the coming age, so that they may take hold of the life that is truly life. So in the name of Jesus, I command you, be generous. How does that make you feel? I mean, do you go, yeah, or do you go, hey, you can't tell me what to do? Okay, that's where the Lord's going to need to do an adjustment in your heart. Because the Bible is very clear here. Let's don't put our hope in wealth. That can come and go. Let's put our hope in Jesus. But also, all this is going away one day, but what we give for him will last forever. It'll reverberate throughout eternity. So be generous today. Do good deeds this week. I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to have all just a wealth of good deeds done this week. Amen. Let's give. Yes, Dennis. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17. Yeah. In the Reader's Digest version, they took that verse out. So it's okay, yeah. Okay. So, we are now going to be moving to our meeting. Everyone, I encourage you to stay. We'll be going right after this into our barbecue. In fact, I think we got some folks preparing right now, and if we might actually need to call them out this way. What we're going to be doing is this, just to let you, again, know the journey. In May of this year, Avista Utilities, a lady by the name of Judy Beebe, called me and asked if we would be interested in this excess property here. What do you want to do with it? They would be interested in purchasing some acreage. Because what we need in our valley is the power plant isn't staying up with current needs as well as future needs. They believe that the valley is going to grow, and so do we. So they asked, what would we be interested in? And so what they're going to do, they made an offer of $390,000 to purchase 10 acres back here. So as you go out today for lunch and you look, the power plant or the substation is going to be behind the big hill. So it's going to be buried behind the big hill back there. And what's going to take place is it's going to give power to our community from now and also years to come. We feel like also, come on in kids, awesome. We also feel like, not to over-spiritualize it, but we also feel like it's a prophetic act. that power is going to emanate from this place, that it's going to be a place where power is going to come and it's going to bless our valley and beyond. Yeah, Mary, dear Mary, Dr. Mary, she's going to be our parliamentarian. And as soon as we get everybody signed in, then we'll call the meeting to order. What the meeting is that we are now have a quorum, and then we have the people here. We will vote. We'll turn the vote in. We'll see if we need to have two-thirds of the voting members. We got to have two-thirds for approval. If we've got the two-thirds, then it's done. We will contact Avista Utilities, and hopefully, Shelly was telling me, Shelly, thank you, Shelly, who's been working with us, maybe by the end of this month, they will fully fund $390,000 for the sale of the building. The question I was asked and had been asked, what are we going to do with the money? We are going to pray and ask what the Father wants us to do. Okay, so this is, we gave this property over to him. We're giving this money over to him. Whatever he wants to do, that's what we're going to do. And so right now, the Father hasn't told us, so we are not going to do anything but pray and see what the Father has. So would you stand? If you're a member of Valley Christian Center, I'm going to give this to my wife, the keys. There you go, baby. If you're a member, if you could go in the back and sign in right there at that table.